the valley of love, and be dissolved in the fire of love. Page 8. In this city, the heaven of ecstasy is upraised, and the world-illuminating sun of yearning shineth, and the fire of love is ablaze, and when the fire of love is ablaze, it burneth to ashes the harvest of reason. Now is the traveller unaware of himself and of aught beside himself. He seeth neither ignorance nor knowledge, neither doubt nor certitude. He knoweth not the morn of guidance from the night of error. He fleeth both from unbelief and faith, and deadly poison is a balm to him. Wherefore Attar saith, footnote, Faraduddin Attar, circa 1858-1230 AD, the great Persian Sufi poet, and footnote, repeating. Wherefore Attar saith, for the infidel error, for the faithful faith, for Attar's heart, an atom of thy pain. The steed of this valley is pain, and if there be no pain, this journey will never end. In this station the lover hath no thought save the beloved, and seeketh no refuge save the friend. Page 9. At every moment he offereth 100 lives in the path of the loved one. At every step he throweth 1,000 heads at the feet of the beloved. O my brother, until thou enter the Egypt of love, thou shalt never come to the Joseph of the beauty of the friend, and until, like Jacob, thou forsake thine outward eyes, thou shalt never open the eye of thine inward being, and until thou burn with the fire of love, thou shalt never commune with a lover of longing. A lover feareth nothing, and no harm can come nigh him. Thou seest him chill in the fire and dry in the sea. A lover is he who is chill in hell fire, a knower is he who is dry in the sea. Persian mystic poem. Love accepteth no existence and wisheth no life. He seeth life and death, and in shame seeketh glory. To merit the madness of love, man must abound in sanity. To merit the bonds of the friend, he must be full of spirit. Bless the neck that is caught in his noose. Happy the head that falleth on the dust in the pathway of his love. Wherefore, O friend, give up thyself that thou mayest find the peerless one. Pass by this mortal earth, that thou mayest seek a home in the nest of heaven. Page 10. Be as naught if thou wouldst kindle the fire of being, and be fit for the pathway of love. Love seizeth not upon a living soul. The falcon preyeth not on a dead mouse. Persian mystic poem. See the reference to the hidden words, number 7, Arabic. End footnote. Love setteth the world aflame at every turn, and he wasteth every land where he carrieth his banner. Being hath no existence in his kingdom. The wise wield no command within his realm. The leviathan of love swalloweth the master of reason and destroyeth the lord of knowledge. He drinketh the 7 seas, but his heart's thirst is still unquenched. And he saith, is there yet any more? Quran 50, verse 29. He shunneth himself and draweth away from all on earth. Love's a stranger to earth and heaven too. In him are lunacies 72. Footnote. Jalaluddin Rumi, 1207-1273 AD. The Masnavi, Jalaluddin, called Maulani, or our master, is the greatest of all Persian Sufi poets and founder of the Malavi whirling dervish order. End footnote. He hath bound a myriad victims in his fetters, wounded a myriad wise men with his arrow. Know that every redness in the world is from his anger, and every paleness in men's cheeks is from his poison. Page 11. He yieldeth no remedy but death. He walketh not save in the valley of the shadow. Yet sweeter than honey is his venom on the lover's lips, and fairer his destruction in the seeker's eyes than 100,000 lives. Wherefore must the veils of the satanic self be burned away at the fire of love, that the spirit may be purified and cleansed, and thus may know the station of the Lord of the worlds. Kindle the fire of love and burn away all things, then set thy foot into the land of the lovers. From an ode by Baha'u'llah.